Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. An Adams County man faces multiple charges of sexual abuse in connection with an incident last month. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 71-year-old Harold Searle of Corning turned himself in to the Adams County Sheriff's Office for a warrant that had been issued for the alleged incident on May 20th, 2011. Searle is charged with three counts of second-degree sexual abuse and three counts of lascivious acts with a child. Harold Searle's bond is set at $100,000. A Montgomery County man faces simple domestic assault abuse in connection with an incident in the 100 block of North 5th Avenue in Villisca. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 18-year-old Austin Bradley Grieg of Villisca was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and was held on no bond. A Corning woman was arrested on three counts of violation of a protective order. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says statements were received that 32-year-old Jessica Othout was violating a protective order that was issued from her previous charge of third-degree sexual abuse. Othout was held on $10,000 bond. In other activity, 46-year-old Sean Enerson of Messina was arrested early this morning for DUI after he was involved in an accident in Carbon. A Red Oak man was arrested on a magistrate's warrant for fifth-degree theft. The Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 27-year-old Sean Dwayne Elston on Wednesday and transported him to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released later that day. A Council Bluffs man was involved in a rollover accident in Pottawatomie County early this morning. The Iowa State Patrol says at around 12:20 a.m., 46-year-old Mark Darren Wilson was driving a 2001 Chevy Tahoe north on Wabash Avenue coming down a hill when he said he was passed by a non-contact vehicle on the left, which startled him. Wilson then swerved to the right and overcorrected, causing the vehicle to cross the center line and drive off the roadway into the ditch. Wilson then overcorrected again and caught the edge of the roadway where the vehicle rolled onto its top. The vehicle slid on its top down the roadway before coming to rest in the southbound lane. Wilson was cited for failure to maintain control. Due to anticipated flooding, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will close Lewis and Clark State Park along the Missouri River in Monona County beginning Monday. The rising water table in the area will cause the park to flood around June 10th and is not expected to recede for close to 8 weeks. High water will cut off the park road and infiltrate the park facilities. In addition to Lewis and Clark, the DNR has closed and removed the staff at Wilson Island State Recreation Area north of Council Bluffs and is watching the levee separating Lake Manawa State Park from the Missouri River. The DNR has suspended the 14-day maximum length of stay rule for evacuees who choose to camp at Wabanzai State Park in Fremont County and may look at doing the same at other Western Iowa parks if the need arises. Casey's General Store announced Friday they will be acquiring 22 come-and-go stores around the state. The Atlantic Come-and-Go is among the locations selected. Bennett Blake has the story.
This summer, the Atlantic Come-and-Go will become a Casey's General Store. The transition is scheduled to occur in July, and Casey's Vice President of Finance, Brian Johnson, says the transition usually happens fairly quickly.
The store might be shut down for a day, but I would not expect it to be shut down any longer than that as far as us taking it over. You know, the improvements we make to the location won't occur right away. You know, we'll have to take possession, operate the store, and as we implement our point of sale systems and all that stuff, that's when we'll really make concrete plans on what improvements we want to make to the store, really to best serve the community and complement our existing stores in town.
This will be the first time that Casey's has acquired any come-and-go stores across the state, but Johnson says they have been acquiring locations from other convenience store chains for the past 6 or 7 years. He did note that the current come-and-go staff will likely remain intact.
Mode of operation has always been when we acquire stores, we retain usually all, if not the vast majority, of the employees at each location. As it pertains to Atlantic Iowa, we will rebrand that store to a Casey's upon close, which is going to occur in July.
This acquisition will make it three Casey's locations, all less than 2 miles apart. Johnson says it all comes down to having a need and having a customer base.
You know, based on the financial data we've seen from Come Ago, we believe that exists. And that's why we feel like a third store is viable in Atlantic Iowa. But there isn't a real hard and fast rule on if the population is X it can only support a certain number of Casey's. It's really a variable amount of stores that can go in any given town.
Johnson compared Atlantic to Creston, a town very similar in size, which currently has 4 Casey's locations in operation. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. And beginning the week of June 13th, construction will begin on the 2011 PCC Paving and Storm Sewer Improvement Project within the City of Atlantic. The contractor intends to begin on Birch Street between 7th Street and 14th Street. Existing roadway surfacing will be removed, so therefore there will be limited and restricted access to residences. If you have any questions or concerns, contact Dave Sturm at 243-6505. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.